What are you doing here this late at night? You can't sleep?
Here, let's not talk in the hall.
So, what's up, baby brother?
Wasn't spending the whole day with me enough for you?
Oh, yeah, I guess we didn't get to talk much. My friends, well, they were very excited to meet you.
Are you seriously sitting on the floor? I don't have cooties. Come on. You can sit with me. Or is it that you're afraid? You know, to climb into my bed. You can even get under the covers with me if you'd like.
Oh, well, I was joking, but... No. You don't have to move.
I like you here. I mean, back in the day, you used to hang out in my room all the time. It felt like I was your favorite person in the whole world.
Come on, little brother, don't try to deny it. I was the one you'd always confide in. You know, I kind of missed the time we spent hanging out together. Getting to hear about your day, goofing off. But I think the time I valued the most was getting to comfort you. It made me feel like such a good big sister having you all curled up in my arms.
It's okay, baby brother. There's no need to be embarrassed.
Fine, I'll stop trying to open old wounds. While I do love teasing you, I'm being genuine right now. I missed it. This? We don't see each other enough anymore. It's like every time I've seen you for the past few years, you've been a completely different person each time. You've grown so much, baby brother.
Don't give me that again. You know why I had to move away. I had to go to college.
Of course I wanted to stay with you and... maybe not mom and dad, but, you know, with you guys. I just couldn't, okay? But let's not get all sad talking about the past. There's actually something that I've been meaning to ask you. I didn't get the chance to today. But you're here now, and... well, earlier you said you had a lot of fun exploring the city with me. Getting out of mom and dad's hair. Leaving your room for once. I was thinking, why don't you come here for college? I mean, hey, your favorite sister's here, so who cares about some silly school ranking? You already have someone to teach you everything there is to know about the place. And I'm sure you'll be pretty popular. At least you were with my friends. All of them just wanting a piece of my baby brother.
Of course they did.
All of them kept laughing at all your jokes and...
Fine, some of them were funny, and I was laughing too, but that's not the point.
Don't play dumb with me.
They didn't just like you. They liked you.
Yes, I'm being serious. As your older sister, I'm allowed to be protective of you. And there's no way you didn't notice the way that they were looking at you and... touching you. Oh, really? You didn't? Come on, I can see right through you, baby brother. Seriously? You just don't see older women that way?
Rude.
It has its perks, you know. What are they?
Well... you know, if you keep talking like that,
Maybe I'll just have to show you.
Are you blushing? You really are blushing. Oh my god, that's so fucking cute. Come here, baby brother. It's time for your sister to show you something. We're already under the covers. You might as well just... sit a little closer. Yes, that's it. Sit right between my thighs. That way I can hug you from behind. Shh. There you go. Don't be shy. Now just lean back into me. There's no need to be so stiff. I know you can do it. Just, I promise you, it's nice and soft and... Come on, don't you want your big sister to pamper you? It's different. Care to elaborate on that, little brother? Oh, is my baby brother too much of a man now? He can't handle being hugged by his big sister.
See, there you go.
Doesn't that feel nice now? I've got you, baby brother. Just shh. You feel so warm. So warm. Hey, remember when you went through that phase where you couldn't sleep without me kissing you on the cheek? I was so happy when you said you wanted to come visit. You have no idea. I really didn't expect to see you, you know? It felt so, so good. Like, you can't even begin to imagine how much I've been thinking about you. You miss me too? Oh, I'm so glad. Here, I know I usually kiss you on the face, but let me kiss your neck a little bit too. God, you smell so nice. Your hair, your neck, your skin.
Come on, just stop struggling. Just let your body enjoy it. Just stop thinking so much and enjoy the feeling of being in your big sister's arms.
You're so pretty, baby brother. By the way that you're whimpering, it sounds like you like it when I call you pretty. It also sounds like you're finally starting to understand the perks of being with an older woman. You see, an older woman, she has experience, so she knows exactly what to do. She knows how to make you feel cared for, how to make you feel loved. She knows everything about you because she pays attention. She'd memorize your scent. She'd run her fingers through your hair and make sure to massage your scalp just the way that you like. Yes, baby brother. An older woman would just love to take care of you. She'd be obsessed with you. As much as I love hugging you from behind, can you turn around? I want to see your face.
Don't be such a brat.
Show me my brother's pretty little face. Don't think I can't make you. There you go. Sitting right on my lap. Yes, she'd planned kisses along your jaw, wrap her hands around your neck, gently. At first, just enough for you to know that you're hers. That you belong to her. Fuck. She'd notice how your lips are slightly parted for her. With the other hand, she'd push her fingers into your mouth a little bit. She'd even grip your jaw tighter so that she could push her fingers further down your mouth. Oh, and that expression on your face. What are you afraid of, baby brother? A hypothetical older woman who can see how much you're enjoying this? It doesn't matter what you say, how much you struggle. Cuddling this close, I think I'm gonna have an easier time telling if you're lying to me. So answer truthfully. You really weren't interested in anyone tonight? Not Mandy? Not Sonia? Well, how about Eliza?
She's so pretty, isn't she, baby brother? Every guy I know wants to fuck Eliza.
Really? Nobody? Well, what about me?
Hey. Can't you see that it's too late already? There's no point in denying it anymore. So just say yes. Please say yes.
Oh, you're serious. You're innocent, and I should let you go. Okay, then. Tell me, baby brother, why did you come to my room? This late at night? Freshly showered? And look at that bulge of yours. It's for me, isn't it? You're just too embarrassed to admit you're a pervert for your big sister. I can tell, baby brother. Would you let me help you?
Come on, stop pushing me away.
It must hurt having it trapped in those pants, so... God, you little pained whimpers. I'm just rubbing over the pants a little bit, so just... Be a good boy for me, won't you? But do you know what would make this feel even better? Are you playing dumb with me again, baby brother? No matter what you say, your body is just so eager for a handjob from your big sister. You know what? You don't even need to give me an answer. Not a verbal one, at least. Your whimpers are just speaking for themselves. Mean? You call this mean? Well, maybe I'd be nice, little brother, if you just told me the fucking truth. See, this is exactly what I mean. You're trying to play innocent, and yet... You even put on cute underwear for me, little brother. No. These are new. I can tell. And you're so hard, I can see the outline.
You're just leaking so much pre-cum already.
You're making such a fucking mess. I can't tell if you're a good boy or a fucking slut. So let's just slip those off too and... Oh my god, you're fucking throbbing for me.
You have a thing for your big sister, don't you? Go on. Fucking say it.
I mean, can Can't you see how much your body fucking... God, your fucking body wants this. So just give in. I can tell how much you love it. I can tell how much you love me. It's okay, you can say it. You can tell me how much you love your fucking big sister. God, I hate how my fucking friends kept you away from me all fucking night, laughing at all your stupid fucking jokes. That bitch Sonya smiling at you and brushing up against you. That cut Mandy holding onto that fucking goodbye hug for way too long. And especially that filthy fucking whore Eliza. I can't believe she kissed you on the fucking cheek. That's my job. That's my fucking job. Tell me, little brother, were you trying to make me jealous? Because God damn it, it might have worked a little too well. You're such a fucking brat.
No, I'm not gonna stop now. Not when you're twitching this much in my hand.
God, you look like you're about to fucking come just from me stroking you a little bit.
Wait, is this your first time, baby brother?
Oh my God, it is. Fuck, I'm so fucking happy. Oh, baby brother. Nobody else should touch you like this but me. God, you're so fucking cute when you cry. Good boy. You're about to come, aren't you? Just shh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay, baby brother.
Coming quick means that you really liked it. It shows that no matter what you say, you're a fucking pervert just like me. You don't want to be a pervert? Well, then maybe you should stop fantasizing about breeding your big sister.
If it makes you feel better, you can just keep denying it. Just let your big sister stroke your cock. Up and down, up and down. Yes, just keep moaning and whimpering. Oh, you're so cute. Don't be shy now. It's too late for that. Just here. Stick out your tongue.
Because I want to swallow all of your moans as you come. Oh, let me kiss you.
Wow. There's just so much. It's so warm and thick and it's all over my hand and all over the taste of my baby brother's cum. You're so cute. I could eat you up. I love you so.